Time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Be proud of yourself. A little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Our questions revolve around health. What are you eating? What kind of condition do you have? How do you deal with it? What's the natural ways to deal with it? Want to make sure that for those of you that take turmeric, you know, has been, I've talked about it for so many times on each week, because turmeric is now being studied and it's rated one of the highest anti-cancer spices in the world, especially when you can get organic, non-irradiated turmeric. Well, now doTERRA has a, which is the essential oil company that we carry, they now have a turmeric oil. And turmeric oil, they just found, has a chemical called turmerone. And that's got like a cousin of curcumin, but it's saying it's actually stronger anti-inflammatory. But it's very strong anti-inflammatory, so I like it. They also have another one called Copaiba, where CBD oil is really big now. Everybody's talking about CBD. And, of course, some of the CBDs, you have to be careful taking any kind of drug test because of the THC in it. And with that THC, you might not pass a drug test. So Copaiba comes from a Brazilian tree, and it has the same CBD effect. Actually, the tests on it, if you do a Google search on Copaiba, C-O-P-A-I-B-A, and you look up the difference between Copaiba versus CBD, and you'll find that the Copaiba actually has about anywhere from 30 to 60% a higher anti-inflammatory effect than the CBD oil. So if you're concerned about taking a drug test, check out Copaiba.
What is the proper way to test for the thyroid? And I know in your book, Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead, on page 48, you do go into detail
on thyroid. Yeah, I cover
the test. Yeah.
Yeah, you know why? Because a lot of things happen with the thyroid, and people misinterpret. As an example, I would say depression. It's like when you look at depression throughout the United States, and I can ask anybody, you know, how many people do you know that are suffering from depression and having to take an antidepressant? Well, one of the things that we know is a hypothyroid, a thyroid that is really underfunctioning, which also causes the adrenal glands to underfunction, that's going to mimic depression. And so you're going to be treated for depression where it's not really depression. And when they do a thyroid test and they find the TSH is, let's say, below 2.5, they're going to say, oh, your thyroid is fine. Everything is working well. You can even get where a TSH might be 0.03, which is very low, and they're going to tell you that your thyroid is hyper. But when you do a thyroid test, and some of the best testing, when you do a thyroid, you want a thyroid profile. You don't want just TSH, because the number is not indicative of how you feel or what's going on in your body. Because again, you can have a low TSH, which means hyperthyroid, but when you do the blood test and you do a free T4 or a free T3 or just a total T3, total T4, and you see what those numbers are, and you find out that those thyroid hormones are either right in the middle or even a little low, then your thyroid is not hyper, even though your TSH is telling you that your thyroid is hyper. So don't go by the TSH. You can even get a test called reverse T3, because sometimes you're producing antibodies to lower your own thyroid and suppress the T3 or T4. T4 is the storage hormone for your thyroid gland, and that has to be converted to T3. and that means one of the iodine is taken away, the T4 or T1, T2, T3, T4. It depends. That's the thyroid molecule with the amino acid tyrosine with four atoms of iodine around it. They take one atom away. The body can do that. And now it's T3. And the T3 is the active hormone that your body uses that really enhances your metabolism. So if you're suffering from depression, I would demand a thyroid test, and I would say I want a complete thyroid profile. I want a T4, I want a T3, I want maybe a reverse T3. And then if those are off, there's even other tests that you can get, antibody tests. And even when you go to an endocrinologist where they're supposed to really know this stuff, then oftentimes they're still just looking at the TSH. And I'm finding throughout my practice that the TSH is not a good test to determine whether your thyroid is fast or slow, that you want to look at the hormone specifically. So again, if you're suffering from depression, then I would have that checked and look at your adrenal glands and your thyroid. One of the ways you can test your adrenal glands, fairly simple, is you get a blood pressure cuff and you're sitting down and you take, you know, sit down for at least 3 minutes so that your body calms down and you get an accurate reading. And you take a blood pressure, and that's while you're sitting, and you get that reading. Then, right after that, you immediately take another blood pressure, turn the machine on. Most of these machines are automatic now. So you turn it on, and as it's inflating, after 5 to 10 seconds, you immediately stand up, let it continue to inflate, and take the blood pressure while you're standing, and then do a comparison. You compare the two readings, one sitting and one standing, and you'll find that when the blood pressure is taken while you're standing, those numbers, diastolic, systolic, even your pulse, those numbers should go up a good 15 to 20 points. Now, a lot of times you'll see that those numbers go down instead of going up. They might maintain the same, or they go down a little. So when that happens, that's indicative of that your adrenal glands are also being suppressed or exhausted. So those, between the two, low thyroid and low adrenals, you're going to have the fatigue, you're going to have the lack of concentration, lack of focus, and you're going to also have that fatigue in the mind, and you're going to interpret that as a depression. So I hope that answered the question. You want to get a proper thyroid profile with T4 and T3 and maybe reverse T3, not just a TSH. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Dennis, good morning.
I do have a question for you this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
I got some test results back. It showed like my PSA went from October was about 2.67 up to about 4.5, and I was just wondering, what's that? Is that an indicator or something? Or something?
Well, in traditional medicine, they're going to look at that and they're going to go, uh-oh, we don't like that. It went up. 4.5 is not a high number. That's still probably in the high end of total. But it, when it changes, you know, that fast from one test to the next test, then they like to do an assessment. The problem is they may want to do a biopsy of the prostate gland, and there's other things that make that PSA go up. You can have a simple UTI, a urinary tract infection, or you can have a simple prostate infection. Or as an example, if you had sex within 2 nights of having that blood test, that can also raise the PSA a little bit. So sometimes it's just a little bit of inflammation and not really cancer. And a lot of prostate cancer is a very slow-growing cancer. It could take 20 years for that to grow. But the one thing that I would do for the PSA once it starts going up, I would add to my program is I would take a couple of compounds. One from the Nature Sunshine, they make one called Men's Formula, which has Pygium africanum and stinging nettles and salt palmetto and zinc and pumpkin seed extract. And there's those are all things that have to do with what's called aromatase inhibitors. And they lower the amount of estrogen in the body. And so that's what you want to do. We now know that estrogen is what really causes cancer, even in men. Because the what happens is low thyroid causes the estrogen to go up. That estrogen then causes the testosterone to turn to dihydrotestosterone, and that's the one that can cause the inflammation. Now, in traditional medicine, they'll want to lower your testosterone, but it's not the testosterone that's causing it. It's the low thyroid, low iodine, which is causing the increased estrogen, and it's the estrogen that's causing that. So I would take the Men's Formula. Normal dose is 1 or 2 twice a day. So maybe when you're first taking it, just to get a good blast, maybe you take 3 pills 3 times a day for about 3 or 4 days. And then you can go back to 2 pills twice a day. But then I would add a saw palmetto. Saw palmetto, S-A-W and then palmetto. And that comes either in a capsule, which is the powder, or the berry in a little pearl that's been concentrated. I take the berry. I like that one because that, again, is an aromatase inhibitor, but it also helps with any kind of prostate cancer. So I would take those two, and then in 3 months or so, I would have that PSA taken again. But don't let them rush into doing any kind of punch biopsies, because if there is cancer, a punch biopsy can very low predominance to do that, but it does happen. It can spread a cancer cell when they pull out the needle, so we don't like that. It's something to monitor, and again, you could have had just any number of things that raise that. But even if you had prostate cancer, I would still do an anti-cancer program. I would add turmeric. You can get the turmeric powder and take a teaspoon maybe once a day, twice a day, in a smoothie, in some kind of cottage cheese, yogurt, applesauce, whatever you want. And just one a day for sure. And if you had cancer, mm-hmm. I would take one twice a day. And then CBD oil or the new Copaiba. Again, Copaiba, I think, is a little bit stronger than CBD. But that's if there's prostate cancer, or even, I guess, would be prevention of prostate cancer. So that's what I would do.
I do suffer from BPH already, so it's so the Cohiba or the CBD oil would be helpful.
Right, but so would the Men's Formula and the saw palmetto. That would shrink the prostate, and the BPH is a benign prostatic hypertrophy where the prostate gland swells up a little. And so what happens, some of the symptoms are it's hard to get started. You know, when you're peeing, you have to force it a little, and that can be make it or a slower stream, or after you finish, you'll still dribble a good little amount. But that's some of the symptoms of a BPH, the swollen prostate. But the Men's Formula and the saw palmetto will help to shrink that back down. And again, high dose for 3 or 4 days, and then back to a low minor dose. But that should take care of it.
That's the Men's Formula. That's Nature Sunshine?
Yeah, that's a Nature Sunshine formula, and it's really high grade. I use that quite a bit. And I think any male over 45 or 50 should be taking even a minor dose of that just as a prevention. Because once men start to be 50, 60, 70, there's not a male on the planet that's not going to have some prostate issue. That's just with age.
Mm-hmm.
I would say if you take any 80-year-old and they did a lot of punches on the prostate, they're going to find a cancer. You know, that's just almost normal for an 80-year-old. But it's what you do with it. Again, they're such slow growing that you wouldn't really treat it. And but yet again, in the cancer industry, that's what they want to do. They want to rush in for treatment.
Yeah.
So be careful, you know, keep it good.
I will do so.
Thank you so much. Excellent question. Let's see an article on the top 11 causes of cancer you may have never really heard about. And let me tell you, the article here, I can just start quoting from this article, but what is it that you could wake up every day and be stepping into a total health nightmare while thinking you're just playing your cards just fine? There's a lot of things that are talked about in cancer, and people don't even realize that they're consuming a lot of the things that cause cancer. Anyway, there's a lot of things that cause cancer. One of the most important that people don't realize is stress. And it's, are you stressed? Are you stressing yourself out unnecessarily? Did you know that stress can drain your adrenal glands that sit atop of your kidneys? This also affects the balance of salts and water within your body, and it affects your blood pressure. And draining your adrenals can also increase blood glucose levels that cause inflammatory reactions throughout the body. And there's different diseases. Cushing's disease is an example, when the adrenals overproduce cortisol. And it can also affect your sleep. And stress is one of the key contributors to cancer itself. And that's just because people are under stress so much. And I talk about that in my book, Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead, so you can find that. The second thing that we know causes increases your risk of cancer are processed meats that are kept from spoiling using nitrates that are basically heavily concentrated salts that cause cancer. Nitrites and nitrates have been classified as class 1A carcinogens, and along with cigarettes. So all you bacon lovers and bologna and salami, cut out all these processed meats, deli meats, hot dogs, sausages, pepperonis, because they massively increase your risk of getting that big C. The next one, number three, is fluoridated tap water. And the fluoride the U.S. drips into your drinking water does not help you build strong teeth and strong bones and fight cavities. That's another big lie. So if you drink tap water, including making your coffee, tea, or mixing it with any of your powdered beverages, you're fueling cancer cells by drinking a highly toxic insecticide that's a byproduct of the industrial divisions of most in China. That's the industry that produces all of the fertilizers. And it's exported as sodium fluoride, and it's a toxic bug killer, one of the most toxic substances in the world. And Americans are drinking tap water, and they're getting it. Also causes apathy, so everybody's drinking water that makes people dumb, sick, in the need of chronic sick care pharmaceuticals. And again, in cancer, we're talking toxic chemotherapy that actually causes more cancer. Number four is aspartame. They call it the sweet misery because it's an artificial sweetener. It's made from the excrement of E. coli. It's a bacteria that causes weight gain, cancer, increased appetite, even though it's used for weight loss. Anyway, the next one is MSG. And you know that MSG for a lot of migraine headache sufferers, MSG, they know, can really cause, increase your risk of migraines. But then that's called monosodium gluconate, by the way, and we know that it increases. They call that the Chinese food syndrome. It's also in canned foods, canned soups, and spicy chips, and cured meats, and fast food chicken coatings, and a thousand other products in the United States. But we know it causes inflammation, and especially inflammation in the liver. The next one is processed oils, number six, especially canola oil. When you're using corn oil or safflower oil or sunflower seed oils for your cooking, and especially canola oil, even if canola oil is cold-pressed or organic, you still would not want to use it. It does cause your blood to coagulate. And so when you do use oils, you want to find one that's hexene-free. It's a vapor, the constituent of gasoline. Most of these oils are processed with hexene, so you're getting that in there. And again, you know, cooking with oils, you would use avocado oil, coconut oil. Those are going to be your best. And butter, you want to get that Kerrygold butter or pasture butter. Number seven is, I think, vaccines, and that's in holistic health. We include vaccines, especially the flu or influenza shot. And they've been publishing all kinds of articles all over the internet on vaccines that contain neurotoxins in the vaccine. And if you want, you can just get the ingredient list that's listed on the vaccine insert page. That nobody ever reads those. But when you're taking vaccines, you're taking in African green monkey kidney cells. You're taking in aborted fetal cells, aluminum, mercury. It's listed as thermosol. It's in nearly all flu shots. You're getting gelatin, eggs, casein, you're getting peanut oil, and all of these are causing severe allergies, egg allergies and peanut allergies. They're on the rise, and it could it be since the mid-80s that these oils and eggs and other byproducts are in vaccines, and we're injecting that directly into the bloodstream of people. So when I come back, I'll cover 8, 9, 10, and 11 and of the causes of cancer, and then we'll go into what can help alleviate some of those cancers. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Let me go back and finish these last four that are the top 11 causes of cancer. Number seven I went over was vaccines. Now, number eight is prescription drugs. And yes, the very prescriptions your MD recommends you to take to get at almost any American pharmacy are oftentimes carcinogenic, adding to your own health chaos. A lot of these drugs are not healthy as possible. Personally, I think dietary changes, herbs, and vitamins actually need to be the foundation of most health care. But when you go back to the early 1900s and the pharmaceutical companies were creating all these new, what they called patented chemicals, and patented chemicals are protected. So they wanted a sales force that would be exclusive to these patented medications. And that's when they kind of joined forces with the American Medical Association, MDs, and the MDs became the ones that were able to write prescriptions and sell these new medications. These medications, you know, basically were patented, so they would guarantee their sales. All of the natural medicines, vitamins, minerals, herbs, dietary changes, drinking water, none of those are patented. So, of course, the AMA, they lost their understanding of how to do that. Again, a lot of MDs used to practice when you go back to the 20s and 30s, you know, because they didn't have all of these drugs, and a lot of MDs weren't exposed to them. They used natural methods. But the more these patented drugs became mainstream, the more doctors let the natural stuff fall aside. So we know prescription drugs can add to your own health chaos. Number nine is all of the white flour, white foods. And nearly all whites are bleached, and that's with regular bleach. And bleach, we know, can increase your risk of all kinds of cancers, especially pancreatic cancer and bladder cancer. So when I'm talking about white foods, think of white bread and white rice and white pasta and pure white sugar and white flour. Sometimes even these pure white coffee filters, because the paper itself has been bleached. So you have to be careful. Number 10 is pesticides. We're talking pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and insecticides. And then we're also talking GMO modification to crops. So they're engineered to contain more of the pesticides. And so not only are they sprayed with unlimited amounts of these chemicals to kill bugs and weeds, they also kill us. And think of it, when the bug eats those pesticides, what happens is their stomachs explode. Well, when you breed the plant to actually produce the pesticide as part of the plant, and then you can spray even more of those pesticides on the plant, well, when people eat those things over a long period of time, what's it affecting? It's affecting their stomachs and the digestion and the absorption of nutrients. The same way it explodes a stomach of an insect, well, your stomachs aren't going to explode, but they're certainly going to become dysfunctional over a good period of time. And then number 11 is diabetes. And that's right, because studies show that if you're diabetic, you carry an increased risk for many different types of cancer. And the reason is because you have higher levels of circulating insulin. Insulin promotes tumor growth. So the following cancer risks are almost doubled by the presence of type 2 diabetes, and that's pancreatic cancer and liver cancer and breast cancer and bladder cancer and colorectal cancer and almost all of the blood cancers like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and even cancer of the womb. So you have to be careful, but it's the that's why we want to keep sugars under control. And at the same time, there are the next article I want to talk about is the top 7 natural cures for cancer that the FDA, CDC, AMA, they don't really want you to know about. But I want you to not believe the myths perpetuated by the country that invented all of the top preventable diseases. We actually developed preventable diseases. Most cancers and Alzheimer's and diabetes and heart disease are all preventable through lifestyle. And if you go back to the turn of the century, most doctors had barely seen any of those diseases before. So a century ago, those diseases weren't around. So anyway, that was the article on 11 top causes of cancer. The next one is the top 7 cures for cancer that get buried by the FDA, AMA, and CDC. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. So the next article are the top 7 natural cures for cancer. So let's go back a little bit in history, because, you know, how do you keep the spread of cancer growing? How do you keep that financial golden chest growing? All you need to do is bury the cure. And how do you keep 1.5 million Americans infested yearly with mutated cells that multiply uncontrollably in your body? What you do is you breed cancer in the food and medicine that the Americans eat. So if you go back, how many years ago did America start this, I call it an evil strategy, to make people sick and deny them the cure? I know it sounds terrible, but if you go back 100 years, where it all started, and I covered that just a little before the break, the American Medical Association and a man named Morris Fishbein, and he single-handedly, he was hired by the American Medical Association. He was the, I think, president CEO of the AMA, and he single-handedly removed nutrition from all medical schools in the United States and installed a fake seal of approval for harmful lab-made drugs that made cancer worse. He created that whole medical approval, approval by the AMA, approval by the pharmaceutical companies. There's some evidence to take with you on your journey not to get cancer. There's some historical proven facts to help you understand why you need to go 100% organic and research and use natural remedies to build your immunity to disease. You can look up superfoods against cancer. You can look up herbs against cancer, tinctures and organic supplements, and you can look that all up. You'll find out what happens. But you can begin this journey. Not so healthy history of medicine in this country. We call it the land of the free, but not when it comes to medicine. When you look at the top 7 cures for cancer, you won't see that in advertising. You're not going to see advertising on any television station that disparages any of the drugs. You're not going to see any commercials on TV that disparage anything from Big Pharma. You're not going to see any thing on TV that disparages GMO agricultural giants like Monsanto and DuPont and Bayer and Dow, okay? And the lobbyists and the politicians who make all their money off of the stocks of cancer therapies that I think don't work. So number one, you can go in and look up the AMA paid cancer virus researchers $250,000 to retire in Mexico and stop working on natural cures. Look up cancer virus researcher, $250,000 to retire in Mexico. 20 years is Stanislav Brzezinski, and there was a documentary that they made on him that really shows the agenda that the FDA and the cancer industry had on him. They've taken him to court, where he's won in court many, many times, and yet they still constantly go after him. So you can look up Stanislav Brzezinski. Now, his last name, Brzynski, and look up that, and you can find out the whole documentary on him and his cures for cancer. He did what was called antineoplasms. And number three is look up the documentary on the Gerson therapy of natural cancer cures. And you can look that up. It's a documentary, and it says Dying to Have Known. And that's a documentary that featured the Gerson therapy and what they were doing. They opened up a number of clinics in Mexico. FDA in the United States pressured the FDA equivalent in Mexico to have these places closed down. Number four is the Hoxie, Harry Hoxie cure. Also part of Guilty of Curing Cancer. And he was using herbal compounds. And you can look him up on Google. And again, they stifled him, charged him with practicing medicine without a license, even though they did double-blind studies and showed that he cured cancer with some of the different herbal combinations. Number five is medicinal mushrooms like reishi mushrooms and maitake and shiitake and shagakan mushrooms. They all beat cancer. And you can look up medicinal mushrooms that fight cancer in Google and you'll find some. Number six is marijuana or CBD. And again, that's been stifled for so many years. But now CBD, and you're getting medical marijuana is now legal in all kinds of different states and all across the United States. Even some places you're looking at recreational marijuana. But certainly medical marijuana, which is high in CBD, marijuana has been a cure for cancer for many, many years. And number seven is using plain old hydrogen peroxide. Now, in the cancer industry, we use the 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide, and that is used by the drop, and it can be in almost any cancer program. You can buy 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide. Now, hydrogen peroxide at that strength is very dangerous. You got to keep it out of the hands of children because it'll burn terribly, and it can cause death if they drank that. Now, when you take 35% hydrogen peroxide, what you're going to do is just take three drops, and put it in 6 to 8 ounce glass of water, distilled water or just natural spring water, and you take that three times a day. And then what you do is you add one drop when you're no longer nausea. So if the three drops three times a day causes a little nausea, then you stay at that dose until the three drops three times a day no longer causes any kind of symptom. Then you go to four drops three times a day. And if that causes nausea, you stay at that dosage until it goes away. If it doesn't cause nausea, the next day is you do five drops. And you can build up to anywhere from 15 to 25 drops. I wouldn't do much more than that. 25 drops would give you 75 drops per day of 35% hydrogen peroxide. And that's a good amount. About 80 to 100 drops is about a teaspoonful. So anyway, what happens, again, if you go back 100 years, the AMA began removing nutritional education from all the medical schools in America. And medical doctors would no longer understand anything about using food as medicine. And actually, they were even sanctioned and not even be allowed to suggest using food for cancer. It also, the AMA also went after midwives. And they also went after the Native American herbalists and natural healers and drugless therapists. And they would be referred to in the medical journals as the quacks. And Western medical philosophy would soon come to be that no food in the world could ever heal a human being or cure any disease or disorder. And that's their policy. In fact, only pharmaceuticals and vaccines would ever be able to make the claim legally and get away with it. So pharmaceutical companies and vaccine companies, you can't even sue. They are indemnified against any kind of suit, and so they can get away with it. But if you're a natural food company, you cannot make any kind of claim about an herb, a vitamin, anything. You can't even say that vitamin C prevents scurvy, and yet we know, as an example, that the sailors in the 1600s, they were all getting scurvy because they'd go out to see the English and the French and the Portuguese and Spanish. They'd all go to sail, and they'd be on the ocean for anywhere from 3 to 4 months at a time. And, of course, they're eating salted foods and dried foods and pickled foods. And there's no fresh fruit or vegetables, so they would get vitamin C. And when they were at one of the Polynesian islands, the Indians showed them how to use limes to prevent that disease, where they were having bleeding gums and soft bones and bruising, and it can cause death. So whether it's peer-reviewed medical journals, science journals, scientific studies, you'll very rarely see natural products in those. There are new journals, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the American Holistic Health Journal. There are some of these new journals that specialize with natural medicine and holistic medicine, and you're seeing some of those studies now being quoted in those magazines. So right now, it is currently illegal for any food, herb, tincture, or superfood product to say that it cures anything. Yet medications advertised on TV since 1997 can say that they treat all kinds of diseases and disorders, even though the side effects are horrendous, and some of the time, including internal bleeding, suicide. You hear those commercials on TV where all of a sudden they read all the side effects at the end, and then they go right back to telling you, talk to your doctor about taking that drug. So anyway, these were some of the natural cures. And to this day, the American Medical Association is still way behind the times when it comes to understanding how cancer works and some of the things that you can do to prevent cancer. Next article that goes right in line with the causes of cancer, then some of the cures for cancer, and then here, these are some of the best, the title of the article is From Kimchi to Kefir. These are some of the best anti-aging foods you'll find anywhere. And so the key in providing a healthy mind and body is eating nutritious foods like fruits and nuts and seeds and vegetables and lean meats. But there are certain superfoods that offer really high-grade anti-aging benefits and benefits that really support the immune system, increases a person's lifespan, decreases their sickness and downtime because of sickness. And these highly nutritious superfoods, increase your longer life. Number one is beans. And the world's longest-lived people in the world consume mostly plants, but they eat a lot of beans, which are a great source of plant-based proteins. Beans are rich in fiber, low in fat, and full of nutrients. So beans, pinto beans and black beans and white beans and red beans and all kinds of beans. So it's just when you cook the beans, and I'm sure if you talk to your mother or your grandparents, your grandmother, they'll tell you that all beans need to be soaked overnight. You soak the beans overnight in good water, not tap water with full of chlorine and fluoride, but good water. Then in the morning, you then throw that water out, rinse the beans with good water, fill the pot back up, and then you cook the beans. So that's how you cook beans. You make sure that they're soaked overnight, but beans very healthy. The next food are berries, and that includes blueberries and raspberries and strawberries. And these berries are really chock full of antioxidants that really help prevent cell damage and disease and cancer. The only problem with berries is you have to make sure that they're organic. Berries have more spray on them than any other foods that are available. So, and I would think that if you buy the frozen organic berries, and know this, that all the berries are frozen within 1 hour of being picked, so you don't have to worry about them sitting long periods of time before they get frozen. Now almost everything is frozen within 1 hour of being picked. So berries are some of your greatest nutritional powerhouses for superfoods and anti-aging. Especially, here's a great recipe, and I'll just give it to you off the top of my head. You can take an avocado, which also has very strong anti-cancer properties, but a diced avocado with a good handful or two of defrosted mixed berries or blueberries, but I like the mixed berries. Then maybe another good handful or two of chopped pineapple, and then about four or five chopped walnuts, four or five, say, chopped pecans, and maybe four or five chopped almonds. And you chop those all fine, mix those all up, and then a teaspoon of true cinnamon. And you mix that all up together, and let me tell you, that is a creamy, rich, wonderful, nutritious kind of a berry salad. Anyway, the next food, and most people wouldn't think this, but all the research now is coming out, is that organic coffee, drinking coffee, can help actually lower your risk of Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and a regular cup of coffee has been shown to be increased association with longevity. So don't hold back. Drinking one or two cups of coffee in the morning is perfectly okay, especially if when you buy the organic coffee. Okay, the next food that's in that anti-aging, anti-high superfoods for longevity are cruciferous vegetables. And cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower and all the different colored cabbages and bok choy have all been shown to help prevent cancer. And they're all full of fiber and B vitamins and vitamin C and A and carotenes. And those sometimes are a little difficult to digest, Brussels sprouts, all of these. So you steam them, and that's a good way. Or saute them with butter or coconut oil or avocado oil, and you can really reduce, when you eat those foods, reduce your risk of certain types of cancer, especially stomach cancer and bowel cancer because of the high fibers. So those are very good. The next one that is a very strong anti-inflammatory are fatty fish. Fish like anchovies and wild salmon and sardines and mackerel and herring. These are some of the best fish. So they're full of very healthy omega-3 fatty acids, and those are very powerful anti-inflammatories and longevity agents, especially according to the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. These omega-3s can really help lower your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. So sardines are one of the best and yet least popular sources of omega-3s. They can really give you a lot of nutrients. They are very inexpensive. The next one is drinking green tea. And we've now known there's a lot of research on green tea now. And drinking green tea regularly can lower your risk of heart disease and cancer. The next one is consuming leafy greens. And eating a bowl of leafy greens every day can really boost your overall health and help you live longer. And vegetables, especially leafy greens like spinach, are really chock full of nutrients and one of the strongest greens against cancer. Also has a lot of the carotenes in it that can help you heal wounds, and it contains vitamin C, which helps to make collagen fibers. I think that's why they help heal wounds so well. So anyway, leafy greens are super, especially the baby greens. You can get those in any supermarket now, almost anywhere. Okay, the next one is probiotics, and that means the good bacteria. And you can take probiotics in a pill, or you can eat superfoods that are rich in probiotics, like kefir and raw yogurts and sauerkraut and pickled beets and kimchi. And all of these are going to give you these super good bacteria that can actually help prevent stomach cancers. And they help prevent, really, they increase absorption of nutrients, and they bring you better immunity in your gut. So probiotics are a good overall addition to super health. So, again, they include kefir and kimchi and miso and raw pickles and sauerkraut and natural yogurts and really healthy foods. So again, you can get about 10 trillion bacteria in 3 forkfuls of sauerkraut, and where you can get 20-30 billion in a capsule of probiotics. So just think of that. You can one so much healthier than the other. Next one is tomatoes. Tomatoes are a very good source of lycopene, and they have a lot of anti-aging health benefits. Tomatoes can help prevent age-related diseases like osteoporosis. They can maintain healthy skin and your eyes. They contain a lot of fiber and B vitamins and niacin, vitamins A, C, K, and all of these necessary to keep your body healthy and prevent cancer. They're part of anti-aging. Next one is red wine. And if you're in the mood for a little alcohol, drink a glass of red wine. And consumed in moderation, that's 1 or 2 glasses per day, red wine can really help you absorb your nutrients from your stomach. And a little alcohol can really help. They've seen that actually people that drink a little bit of wine are healthier than people that don't drink at all. And then the next one is eating whole grains. You're going to see a lot against carbs. Everybody's talking ketogenic and no carbs, but I disagree. I think eating 100% whole grain. Now, a lot of people do have issues with wheat, so I suggest getting the wheat in sprouted grain breads. You can get those in the frozen food section from any of the supermarkets, and you can get Essene bread or Ezekiel bread, and you can get these breads that are really super healthy, sprouted grain, gluten-free. You can get flat breads and different kinds of tortillas or flat breads made from 100% whole grains. So And then the last thing, of course, is water. Staying hydrated, drinking lots of water every day. Drinking water regularly lowers your risk of blood clots, and it boosts your energy. It keeps your blood from getting thick. So water is one of those superfoods that nobody even thinks about. So here's another, again, that goes right along with the things that cause cancer, then the cures for cancer, and now here are some of the best foods to eat that help prevent cancers. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Opinions and views expressed are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine, are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern medicine. Join us next week again with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath, and today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.